Yeah, good morning, everybody. Just wanted to dedicate our learning to Refuah Shlema for Eliyahu ben Eliza and also Chaya bas Sara. So the Gemara Masech the Shabbos says that Lashana Acheres Kivon V'Asalum Yom Tovim Behalo Behoda. The simple reading of the Gemara could be interpreted that Chanukah is actually Yantif. There should be an Isser Malacha. So Rashi says, don't get the wrong idea. It's not like Shabbos or Yantif. There's no real Isser Malacha. But they're days that are consecrated for the purposes of Halal and Hodah. Halal we'll discuss tomorrow. Hodah we'll discuss today. Rashi says that's the Al-Hanisim, right? So what we're saying within the context of Hodah, whether it's in Tefillah, right, in Modim, as well as in Birkas Hamazon, right, in the Bracha of Noda Lecha, right, in between Noda Lecha and the Al-Hakol. So we insert the Al-Hanisim, which of course is Me'ein Ma'ora Shabayom. Now again, we shouldn't confuse this with adding Yala V'Yavo, which of course you do on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, days that have a Musaf, in which case it integrates fully into the Tefillah. That's why we insert it not in the Hodah, but we insert it in Ritzei, in which case if a person forgot, unless you're talking about Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, a person would have to go back and repeat the Shemona Esrei. It has the capacity to undo or to sink the entire tefillah because the Yala V'Yavo integrates into the tefillah. That is not true when it comes to Al-Hanisim. Al-Hanisim doesn't have the capacity to take down the whole tefillah. It's the appropriate thing to say. We want to give Hodah for the great miracles that God did for us. We go back to the earlier pshat of the Aruch HaShulchan, Bayamim HaHeim, during this entire time, the miracle, Bizman HaZeh, which was the Nes of the Pach Shemen, and the same thing, of course, maintains on Purim. If a person forgot Al-Anisim, like we said, but they remembered somehow before they finished the bracha, Tov Shemichal Lachana Elo Dos, they're allowed to go back and insert it. In the context of Birkas HaMazon, if you forgot it you said Al-Aretz Al-Mazon, what you're supposed to do is continue. There's an opportunity when we say the Ha-Rachamans later on to insert, again, a kind of a distilled version of the Al-Hanisim as well. So again, it's inserted in Hodah, it's not inserted in Ritzei. And as a product of that, it's not really an integrated part of the tefillah, insofar as forgetting it will really miss, or undermine the tefillah itself. But a person, of course, is capturing, as Rashi says, the spirit of the day, Yamim Tovim Behalol VeHodah. Tomorrow we'll talk about Halol, but these are days of gratitude. And so even if a person is correct in pointing out that Al-Hanisim is not li'ikuva, it doesn't undermine the tefillah. Nonetheless, it really gets to the essence. I wouldn't say of the kedusha sayom, not the sanctity of the day, but of the ofi, of the very nature of the day. Yamim tovim, behalel, behodah. This is what these days are all about. So more on that tomorrow. We'll talk about halel, God willing. Rabbi Chananah ben Akasha, Merzik HaDishbar.